Books on Tape presents The Truth About the Drug Companies, How They Deceive Us and What to Do About It, by Marcia Angel, M.D. Read by Kate Redding. Introduction. Drugs are different. Every day, Americans are subjected to a barrage of advertising by the pharmaceutical industry, mixed in with the pitches for a particular drug, usually featuring beautiful people enjoying themselves in the great outdoors, is a more general message. Boiled down to its essentials, it is this. Yes, prescription drugs are expensive, but that shows how valuable they are. Besides, our research and development costs are enormous, and we need to cover them somehow. As research-based companies, we turn out a steady stream of innovative medicines that lengthen life, enhance its qualities, and avert more expensive medical care. You are the beneficiaries of this ongoing achievement of the American free enterprise system, so be grateful, quit whining, and pay up. More prosaically, what the industry is saying is that you get what you pay for. Your money or your life. Is any of this true? Well, the first part certainly is. Prescription drug costs are indeed high and rising fast. Americans now spend a staggering $200 billion a year on prescription drugs, and that figure is growing at about 12% a year, down from a high of 18% in 1999. Drugs are the fastest-growing part of the health care bill, which itself is rising at an alarming rate. The increase in drug spending reflects, in almost equal parts, the facts that people are taking a lot more drugs than they used to, that those drugs are more likely to be expensive new ones instead of older, cheaper ones, and that the prices of the most heavily prescribed drugs are routinely jacked up, sometimes several times a year. Before its patent ran out.